I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Damn right it is.
Now,
did I say that on public radio? I just did.
You did.
I think you can. And we're all grown adults here.
Yeah, I think so. Look at Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Why should I be thinking of him now?
Yeah, how can you help not to think of him? The guy's everywhere. He's been around forever now.
He has, yeah.
I don't know why. I'm kind of curious because Bruce Willis is one of these immensely likable movie stars, right? You just love this guy. However, he's got very few great films to show for it, to show for that adulation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Sixth Sense, I think, right? Come on.
I'm not a fan.
What's bigger than that?
That's so stupid. What's bigger than that?
Yeah.
Is that a dumb? Is this a trick question?
Well, if
are you serious?
It could be.
Are you really serious?
All right, go ahead.
Die Hard?
Well,
what? No, seriously, Die Hard is one of the greatest action movies ever made. It's sheer poetry.
It's
the
sheer
scene where he
explosive.
Leaps off the building. Listen, that's a classic film, John.
I know, and they're what? Like six iterations of that thing?
I don't care about
enough
the six.
Already.
I'm telling you that the first Die Hard is why we're still talking about Bruce Willis. Now, the Sixth Sense was one of those mid-career hits that kind of perpetuated his longevity, but I mean, we still talk about Bruce Willis because of John McClane, the character he played in John McClane, you know, which was interesting for him because at the time, everybody knows this story, it was the first time an actor got paid $5 million to do a movie. He was hot from Moonstruck, or what the hell was that?
Wait, yeah, Moonlighting.
3-2, yeah. He was hot because of Moonlighting,
right?
But never had a TV actor kind of commanded that price.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A
he really is
so
the first.
It was
guy.
Kind of interesting. That movie blew up, you know, no pun intended, and it launched that franchise. Now, the franchise has had its ups and downs, but Bruce Willis as John McClane for this generation or generation, the post-Eastwood generation, that was like their Dirty Harry.
Hey, 2013, A Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's just not ending.
It's that movie, yeah, okay. Let's not talk about why that.
Yeah. I also liked him in Sin City. And if you remember that little 11-year-old girl that he helped in Sin City, turns
right.
out to be a 19-year-old, nice-looking young lady.
Yeah.
And it's a terrific role. But, you know, back to your early question, as I'm thinking about it, when he started his career, he was a bartender. And
right.
some Hollywood type saw him and liked his personality so much that he hired him to play a bartender, and that was the start.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny about that, though, is he was hired for his personality.
Yes.
Which we see very little of in his best movies. You know what I mean? Like, you see that personality in Moonlighting. That's what made Moonlighting a hit, his personality and his chemistry with Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah.
But there's no Bruce Willis Moonlighting personality, really, that defines Die Hard or defines his role as an action hero.
Well, there are two things.
Yeah.
And the first one, I think you have mentioned. He's likable for whatever reason. 3-2-1. For the first reason, he's eminently likable. Whatever that personality is of his, he's likable. And secondly, he takes to wisecracking very well, which I think he has always had. And he's always been kind of like an everyman, even though not every man is shaven, bald.
Right.
But he still has an everyman quality about him that people like him. Plus, he's a macho guy.
Yeah, but that's what I don't get. I mean, listen, and I'm saying this as a Bruce Willis fan, so to speak. I like Bruce Willis. I think it's interesting that he has become a tough guy when that's not what he was. That's not what his stardom was launched from. He was launched from being this smart alecky, wise guy.
Right.
You know, he was not tough in, by any definition. And yet now we think of him as this really tough, macho action hero, which that's how he's defining, by the way, taking a cue from Eastwood. That's how he's defining this third act of his career.
Sure.
You know, like now you see him in Looper, right?
Yeah.
This movie, which I cannot wait for. It looks great.
Yeah.
With Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing a young version of Bruce Willis.
Right, time travel kind
right.
of thing. Yeah.
Bruce Willis, the old Bruce Willis, is sent back in time to kill the young Bruce Willis, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which is a brilliant conceit for a sci-fi action movie. But you can see in the early trailers and early scenes that are released for this movie, Willis is playing on his age. He's, you know, he's like the dour, grumpy, old action guy.
Well, here's my vote for him as maybe a decent actor. Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah.
Where he plays the kind of dumb cop.
Right.
And this is counter to his macho, kind of flawless character that he's always played.
Exactly.
So I like that turn.
And in the same vein, one of his best pieces of work is in a little movie called Nobody's Fool. Do you remember that movie?
Golly, man. You got me.
You know
me.
What it is?
You got me.
Paul Newman.
Whoa, well, of course.
It's one of the great Paul Newman performances. It's a Robert Benton movie. Paul Newman is this hangdog workaday character in this small New England town, right? And Bruce Willis plays the guy who's kind of his boss. He plays Newman's boss, and he's kind of a schmuck. He's not a good guy. And it's a small role.
Yeah, small means nobody's seen it.
Yeah, listen. This is Paul Newman we're talking about.
Yeah, I knew.
But it's a small role, and it's a petty. He plays a petty character, flaws, foibles, and you know it's your atypical Bruce Willis character, and he excels in the part.
Listen, he has made upwards of $20 million a picture, and he is so impressive that when I was touring the Turks and Caicos Islands, I saw Parrot K, which is, he owns the entire island, and saw a house he had on there for his mother that was bigger than most mansions.
Is that right?
In Columbus, Ohio, yeah. So in other words, here's a guy who has truly made it. And trying to define who he is, I think maybe two quotes from him would help.
Yeah,
all
help
right?
Me out.
Help you out.
Here.
First of all, on his being shaved bald, he says, "Hair loss is God's way of telling me I'm human." Okay?
Yeah,
that's not
nice.
Bad. Now, here's what he says about the other. That is, about his acting. "I have zero interest in performing in films to try to convey any kind of message. My job is to be entertaining."
That's good.
Isn't that good?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it goes to then also, like, you know, maybe you should raise the standards a little bit. The movies might be better. Probably nobody is richer or more famous and has less great work to show for it.
Yeah.
The guy's made a crap ton of crap movies.
Yeah, he has. He has. Interspersed was, he was even in Pulp Fiction, as I recall.
Well, see, that's another one. How did I forget about that? Well, how stupid.
He played Butch Coolidge.
Yeah, right. That is a great iconic role. But you know what? Now that you say that, you can look at his career as this: Die Hard, Pulp Fiction, The Sixth Sense, and a couple of small roles which he plays against type, right?
Yeah.
And that defines Willis.
And let's not forget something else that defines him. He is a staunch Republican.
Well, let's hope he keeps his mouth shut.